Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
I'd like to introduce Laura Legendary, who is the owner of Elegant Insights, amongst many other things that she does. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well.
Do you want to give us a little bit of a background into your sort of maybe your visual impairment and things you've done?
Oh, that would be my pleasure. My name is Laura, and I am the owner of Elegant Insights Braille Creations, which is a very lovely, I think, quite beautiful collection of jewelry and accessories, all made in the USA, all handcrafted, and embossed in Braille. So the jewelry collection consists of traditional jewelry items, such as necklaces, bracelets, and earrings, but we also have some really fun accessories for people who may not be into jewelry, but who would like some sweet, pretty little thing to embellish an outfit. For example, we offer purse charms and cane charms. And we even have some fun items with Braille on it, such as a bookmark. And we even have some charms for your favorite four-legged traveling companion. And we even have some home decor items. All are made from various metals that we use, such as brass, copper, or stainless steel. And everything is embossed in Braille. Some of the items are already embossed with sweet or inspirational sayings, and many of the items can be customized with a word or a name of a customer's specification.
So I know that in a while, Laura is going to pick out some specific items that we think would be great for our Countdown to Christmas series. But if we go back a little bit first, Laura, and how did you come to come about the idea for this lovely business?
Elegant Insights was inspired by a gift I received when I was struggling through a really difficult period in my life. My husband passed away unexpectedly. I was a newlywed. I had only been married for 5 months and 13 days. And my husband passed away, and I was having a very difficult time. And I was given a little gift to help keep me moving forward. I was given a little worry stone, if you like. If you know what a worry stone is, it's simply a little talisman that you carry in your pocket or hold in your hand, and it's something that you could rub or hold on to keep you mindful of whatever it is that means something to you. And I was given this little worry stone by someone who reached out to me and wanted to just give me a little token. And she handed me this little worry stone, and I could feel as I was rubbing my fingers over it that there was something etched or engraved into the stone. And of course, I couldn't read it because I'm blind. And she said to me, "It says survivor." And I said, "Oh, how lovely. Thank you. Thank you so much." And she said, "Now turn it over." And I flipped the little stone over, and to my surprise, the word survivor was embossed in Braille on the other side of this little stone. And I was floored. I was so emotional, so grateful, so overwhelmed by the thoughtfulness of such a sweet gesture that not only would someone think to give me a little gift, but to think to put Braille on it, knowing that I would be unable to read the engraving on the one side. And as I was running my fingers over this, trying to maintain my composure, I was so touched by this little gesture. I thought to myself, I wonder if I could drill a hole in this, maybe put a bail on it, or drop it into a bezel setting, or somehow put it on a chain and wear it around my neck. And suddenly the idea came to me in a single flash of inspiration. Oh my goodness. I could create a jewelry line embossed with Braille. And I could not get to my computer fast enough. I raced home, and in one sitting in front of my computer, I pounded out the name of the business, the products I wanted to create, the product descriptions, how I would market it, and every idea I could possibly write down as to what the business might encompass. And Elegant Insights Braille Creations was born.
Wow, that's a great story.
I first sought to find something already made. I mean, I thought, well, certainly someone is doing this already. And I looked for manufacturers, people who were producing Braille jewelry in mass quantity. I looked all over the place. I looked all over the internet. I even looked at various out-of-country options. And I could find no one who was mass producing Braille jewelry. And it was so frustrating to me that I couldn't find a resource, a ready-made resource. And all I could really find were a few people who were maybe doing it as a hobby, you know, the crafters or sewers or people who were doing it on their own. And I really wanted to bring this to market as a business. And so I realized I was going to have to do it myself if I wanted to have it done the way that I had envisioned it. And so I founded the company and hired a group of people to bring my designs to life. And so we now have a business that's about 3 years old. And Elegant Insights product line grows and expands every year.
That's brilliant. But you're also involved in a lot of other things, aren't you? A lot of people listening to this will know Emily from fashionista.com, and you've gone into sort of business partnership with Emily, and you have an audio boom channel, don't you, called Fashionability?
That's right. I had been looking for a way to expand my reach. I wanted to bring my offerings to a larger audience. I've been an advocate for people with disabilities for years. I'm a professional speaker. I'm also an author. I have a blog called Accessible Insights. And I've also been an educator for some years. And I just wanted to find a way to contribute to the community and bring a wider variety of offerings to the disability community. To that end, I wanted to create some sort of outlet whereby I could bring my ready-made audience, the people who follow my blog, who follow me on Twitter, who've listened to my presentations, who have purchased my educational materials, who are my customers on Elegant Insights. I wanted to bring everyone together and create a new sort of platform where we could all talk about what we were most interested in. And to that end, I wanted to create some sort of multimedia platform, whether it was audio or video or podcasts or a blog. I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I created a marketing survey, and I asked as many people as would respond what they wanted more information about. In particular, I was focused on fashion and style, because if I was going to create an adjunct to Elegant Insights, I wanted to know what people wanted to know about fashion and style, not just jewelry, but clothes and trends and shoes and handbags and accessories and hair care and skin care and all of these things. But I wanted to bring people what they wanted. And I sensed that there was a lack of information about there, a lack of accessible information and a lack of representation of people who have disabilities in the fashion industry. So in creating this survey, I have to tell you, I was astounded by the number of people who responded. I received hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of responses. And one of the questions was, if you call it an essay type question, where I encouraged people to write in some detail what they would like to see with regard to fashion and style information and how they wanted that information presented. And everyone was extremely generous. They wrote a great deal. They were very specific in detail as to what they hoped to see. And I realized once I collected all of the information from this marketing survey that the disability community wanted something that was going to require more than just one person to present. And in attempting to meet their needs, I realized I was going to need a partner in crime. And I had been following Emily for some time. I'd listened to her Audio Boom channel fashionista, and I'd seen her blog. And Emily interested me for a few reasons. Number one, she's incredibly bright. She's articulate. She's funny. She's very plugged in. She's very stylish. And she's very passionate about her area of interest, fashion and bridging the gap between fashion and style and people with sight loss. And I thought she would be the perfect partner for what I wanted to do. So I approached her with the idea for some sort of fashion and style channel. I had hoped to get something on Audio Boom. It was Audio Boo at that time, but of course they've rebranded. And I asked her if she thought this might be something she would be interested in contributing to. And she was so enthusiastic and understood immediately what I wanted to achieve. And she had 1,000 ideas to contribute. And so we decided to launch the Fashionability channel on the Audio Boom platform, which you can find in the Lifestyles category on the website.
That's brilliant. So at the end of the interview, we'll give all the contact details for everywhere that you can be found, which, as with Emily, are countless places.
I'm afraid so. I'm everywhere. I'm pretty hard to ignore.
So you're also involved with campaigning, aren't you, Laura, as well, and advocacy and things like that?
Advocacy has been my first love. I have been a speaker for disability awareness for some years. My flagship business is called Eloquent Insights, and Insights is always plural in all of my businesses because I'd like to think I have more than one. And Eloquent Insights is the name of my speaking business. Accessible Insights is the name of my blog site. And I also teach in-home healthcare providers as to how to care for elderly and disabled clients in their own homes. In the UK, you call them carers, and here in the US, they're referred to as caregivers or in-home healthcare professionals. And I've been a continuing education instructor for quite a number of years. I've written some curricula that the state of Washington uses for their in-home healthcare providers to provide ongoing education as to how to best provide in-home care. So yes, I've done many different things, and I care a great deal about the community of people with disabilities, and I feel that one of my gifts is that of communication. I am fortunate in that I'm able to communicate well, both in speech and in writing. And so that is my contribution to the community. I try to impart information and education to the best of my ability in speaking and writing. And so that is where most people know of me first and foremost.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff you do, then. It must keep you really, really busy. And obviously, people would like to follow you on the various social media and different outlets you have. So would you like to let us know some of those, and then people can follow and keep up to date in what you're doing?
Absolutely. Okay, so everybody wants to check out the beautiful jewelry, right? So I will direct them first to the website, which is elegantinsightsjewelry.com. So it's elegant, E-L-E-G-A-N-T. Insights is I-N-S-I-G-H-T-S, remember that's plural, jewelry, and in the U.S. the spelling is different than in the U.K., so jewelry in the U.S. spelling is J-E-W-E-L-R-Y, elegantinsightsjewelry.com. And if you want to follow the Twitter account, I am on @elegantinsights, all one word. And if you want to follow me for my accessibility content, you can find my blog at accessibleinsights, again, plural, .info/blog, accessibleinsights.info/blog. And if you want to follow my content on Twitter, you can find me on @accessible_info. That's me on Twitter for my accessibility content.
Wow. That's brilliant. Do you want to also give us the address for the Audio Boom channel, if you know it, for Fashionability?
Absolutely. So Audio Boom has rebranded, as you know, and the new address is audioboom.com/fashionability. Now, I should tell you that fashionability is a separate channel. So actually, the URL for the fashionability channel involves the word channel. I think it's audioboom.com/channel/fashionability. My Elegant Insights Audio Boom channel is a regular account, so the URL is a little different. It's audioboom.com/elegantinsights. And for fashionability, we also have a Twitter account. You can find us on Twitter @inclusivestyle. That's all one word, inclusive style. And Fashionability also has a blog site, and we use the blog site simply as a way to post show notes and additional links to the content for the various contributors who might post their own content or who might be the subject of an interview. So if you go to fashionabilitychannel.wordpress.com, then you can find our blog site with our show notes. And we're also on iTunes and iBlink Radio. So Fashionability Channel is everywhere, as is Elegant Insights and Accessible Info. You can't escape us, no matter where you go.
So there's no excuse, no
No,
excuse, everybody.
absolutely none. We're everywhere.
So
And
it's
they've got lots and lots of different content. I follow the Fashionability channel on Audio Boom, and they have a whole host of different contributors. So there's something for everybody.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Laura. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
And I hope everyone enjoys it, and they do follow you as well, and you get some more followers and obviously more input from the listeners as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you for
Thanks,
having me.
Laura.
Thanks, Joe.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.